Hey, everybody. Welcome in to episode 2. I've decided to stop counting all other episodes. Welcome to episode 2 of Trust the Tape.
What year is this of Trust the Tape, though? That's what you got to do. You got to say
episode 2 or year 5. What if I don't know?
Maybe we need to figure that out another day.
Welcome to episode 2.
That's as far as we'll get.
Is Brian Broaddus, former scout, former personnel man, and the greatest, I think, probably the greatest drafter in the history of the NFL.
What, I mean, just one time draft?
Well, yeah, but how many Pro Bowlers?
I had 4.
See?
Yeah.
You have a perfect record.
Andy Reid had a really good run at Philadelphia with a lot of guys we picked. I'm sorry I didn't get to hang around for that.
Brian Broaddus. Try
to help Andy, you know, former Green Bay Packer guy, Super Bowl guy now.
The man with the perfect draft record, yeah, Brian Broaddus. So yeah. If you only listen to one podcast ever, it should be this one.
Well, thank you.
Because no one else is a better drafter of all time.
Well, I appreciate that.
And you found out today, before we hit the record button, when you were like, hey, what do you want to talk about today? And I went, hey, whatever. That's how Trust the Tape works these days. Whatever. And we'll figure it out. But we did figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
We got the Senior Bowl going on. I hit record, so we'll be able to talk about that next week. A lot of the Senior Bowl, the game and the practices and guys that stand out. As of now, the only thing that I think needs to be pointed out from the Senior Bowl, Brian, is I saw yesterday, and I'm sure I'm missing names, but I know that our guy Fotu at Utah.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I know that Ashton Davis, the safety at Cal.
Oh, don't tell me that.
I know Arizona State receiver Brandon Ayuk are not practicing.
No, don't tell me that.
They got medical tags.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys shouldn't be playing. So they're there, but
yeah,
meeting with teams, but they will not be practicing and playing, which that just sucks. That sucks, because those are three guys that I really like. So we'll see what the flags are and what they need to clear up before the combine and before the draft, and we'll get to it. But
yeah,
today on Trust the Tape, we're going to focus on the pass rushers, because we've both been making our way, you probably further than me, but making our way down here. And last week we talked about a lot of the top guys in the draft, and I've been working my way through some of these edge players, trying to find all the great pass rushers in this draft.
You struggling with that a little bit?
A little bit. Chase Young's incredible.
Oh, okay.
AJ Epenesa's really solid.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm bouncing around to about, I've probably seen about 5 or 6 other guys, maybe 7.
Kind of worked through some of that Notre Dame tape, maybe?
I've worked through some Notre Dame tape, one of the two guys. And working through these guys, I'm just kind of like, man, where are the 5, 6 pass rushers who are going in the first round? And I think I know maybe who some of them are, but man, I'm kind of iffy on some of these guys, Brian.
Do you have a guy you particularly, you talked about Chase Young, and we're all in agreement.
That's easy.
He'll be the first defensive player taken off the board.
Right, that's easy.
So, you know, hey, by the way, you liking all the rumors now about people talking about going up for that number one pick? All these teams are kind of like, Cincinnati came out and said, well, you know, we're really not interested. Duke Tobin comes, well, we haven't made any decision yet on these quarterbacks.
Oh, little chum in the water, is
little
that what you call that?
Water, little chum in the water, I would say. Little chum in the water. You got teams down there, he's trying to get the Dolphins, you get chum, you got Dolphins, you got everybody interested.
And then when they call, they're going to be like, no, actually, we're good. We're taking Burrow.
Cincinnati,
so thanks
I
for calling.
Hate them.
Appreciate it.
They're my favorite team because of what they do, how they draft, because they really don't care what other people think. They just draft like Joe Mixon's of the world and people like that.
Well, yeah.
So Duke Tobin. Well, you know, I'm all for you, Duke, but, you know, he's trying to throw a little chum in the water here, so we'll see. But, yeah, I mean, Young will be the first defensive player taken off this board, right?
Yes. He's going to go number 2 overall.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I've got the top 2 in stone.
Oh, you feel good about that in your mock draft?
Yeah, the last
mock drafts could be okay?
Yeah, I feel good that Burrow and Young are going to be safe. And then for
me, what if one of these teams, you think they're going for Burrow?
Yeah.
You could say that with absolute confidence.
That's your guy. Why are you hating on your guy?
I'm not questioning. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking if you're going to go trade up in this draft.
You're going for Burrow.
But what if Cincinnati says they don't want? Maybe we were talking about defensive ends, and now I'm talking about quarterbacks all of a sudden.
Cincinnati really likes Tua, and they're willing to move down a few spots.
Tua, or guy at Oregon.
No, don't do the guy at Oregon.
Nah. How about your guy at Utah State?
Don't do the guy at Utah State.
Really?
He's just going to be another guy that I'm going to be wrong on, where I'm going to be like, listen, he wasn't a good college player. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
You can deal with his tools. I'll take a good player.
Oh, no, the guy at Oregon had a pretty good day yesterday throwing that football.
Yeah. Well, it's not a great group of quarterbacks down there, is it? Well, Love's there and Herbert's there, but that's to me, that's about it.
Yeah, okay, I'm with you on that.
I don't need the Oklahoma quarterback. Maybe Gordon. We'll see.
You know, you've soured on that Oklahoma quarterback already, haven't you?
He can't throw, and he's not athletic enough.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were at the Senior Bowl when Dak Prescott was there, right?
Yeah.
Then you guys, that's when you guys made the trip down there.
Yeah.
Does Hurts throw better than Dak Prescott did at Mississippi State at that time?
Nope.
Dak Prescott's a better thrower.
I could look back at my notes, and I was probably too harsh on Dak with my grading because I thought he had good ball placement, pretty good accuracy. Hurts, it kind of, you don't know what you're going to get. Great statistically. Shout out to Lincoln Riley.
That draft.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was a weird draft. But you're saying that you just totally – and you watched a ton of Oklahoma games. You've seen this guy play live.
He's a really good college player.
Here again, we're talking about defensive ends. But as we're talking about quarterbacks.
Hurts a really good college player, and I bet he's going to check the intangible boxes. And you know what?
How about him playing under center yesterday? That's a first for him. Line up, get under center, take some snaps. He'll have to drop back, have to make decisions from there.
I watched him throw it, and it wasn't great. And that's my biggest problem. Throwing and process speed. Two things where I think Jalen Hurts struggles.
Oh, so we're going to get teams ought to be playing him at running back or wide receiver?
No, because he's not athletic enough.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, he's not. Yeah. He's not. He was like a power running quarterback.
We're going to get that Lamar Jackson bit coming at now?
No.
Oh, he needs to play.
No.
Where's the Bill Polian? Get off my lawn guy.
I mean, at least with Lamar, if you were dumb enough to think he couldn't quarterback, he was athletic enough to play something else.
Oh, gosh, he was incredible.
No, we didn't.
I just remember us not, when that whole thing, that narrative came out, I'm like.
We got mad at that narrative.
Got mad at that Bill Polian, get off my lawn guy.
That was terrible.
That was.
Okay, pass rushers,
pass
Brian.
Rushers, I'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
It's a podcast, man. You can talk about whatever you want.
That's true. So last night, let me tell you what I had for dinner. So the pass rushers.
The green egg.
Chase Young, very safe.
Yeah.
Top three pick, probably number two overall. My next guy is the Iowa kid, AJ Epenesa.
Okay, talk to me about him a little bit.
Not your
quickie twitch guy.
Not your quickie twitch. He's not your quickie twitch. He's your overpowering, heavy handed.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my way to the quarterback. I'm going to play the run. You know what? Here's what I said about him this morning on my YouTube page. Plug my YouTube page.
Oh,
YouTube.com/Jeff Cavanaugh.
Yeah, we get paid for this thing too?
Yeah, heck yeah. All right. Tons of money.
Subscribe to Jeff's podcast page, please.
Epenesa.
YouTube page.
I think is going to be kind of like when I was wrong on Joey Bosa. When I was wrong on Bosa, and it was like, well, he's strong, and he's technical, and I think he'll get you 8 to 10 sacks a year.
Uh-huh.
That's Epenesa. I don't think he's going to be one
of Nobody's more critical of Bosa than me.
Yeah.
Well, and I had him in my top 10, and people were beating me up about it.
I think,
by the way, his brother's better than him.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I think Epenesa is going to be just such a safe pick. Where maybe get you 7.5 sacks, but he's a really stout run player. He's not a liability anywhere. I don't think he's going to be.
Where does that get picked?
Giant sack.
Where does that get picked? Is that
17 ish?
Oh. Oh, you're already setting this thing up, aren't you?
17-ish. I'm a Kinlaw guy over Epenesa.
Yeah, well, you got to hope for those knees on Kinlaw, right?
Yes, I do.
Were you surprised?
He didn't get flagged.
No, were you surprised?
He didn't get medical flagged.
Were you surprised that all those mock drafts and stuff got him going at 25, stuff like that?
Just Jeremiah. Most of them, I think, have him going early to mid-teens.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking, too. Watching that guy play yesterday?
Look, if Kinlaw makes it to 17, I don't need to know who else is on the board.
Are you screaming?
Yes.
Are you just absolutely screaming?
He's what you were dreaming of when you picked Malik Collins and Tristan
Hill. Him or Epenesa?
Kinlaw.
More help needed a defensive tackle then, huh? We're talking about the Cowboys here, folks. I'm sorry if you're nationally hanging out with us today.
Well, other teams want defensive tackles.
Well, we're talking about, you need defensive ends and tackles.
For me, if we're picking a top 15 player, I want the best player. This is a broadicism. I'm in the business.
When did
in the business of adding great players.
When did you switch?
Hey, listen, Cowboys need both. Tristan Hill's your
needs both.
Tristan Hill's your starting under tackle right now. I don't count that.
No.
I'm in the market.
You're in the market.
If I can get a great under tackle who's not only quick
and quick
slippery,
and
but
lateral.
He's also powerful.
Yeah, that's
my guy.
That you don't have to make an active every week?
No. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't have to do that.
But you're having some doubts about Epenesa as a rusher.
Having doubts about Epenesa being a double-digit sack guy year in and year out. That's my doubts about Epenesa.
Did you see a guy that didn't get rid of blockers very quickly? Or is it just the lack of quick twitch?
For me, it was just lack of quick twitch. I think he's plenty powerful. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a ton of power in the hands and the lower body.
Got some lean to him a little bit, though, too.
I think he knows how to use his body. Mm-hmm. I like Epenesa. I think he's going to be good. I think he's a rock-solid pick somewhere in the teens. And then after that is when I'm starting to pick through these pass rushers like, oh, my goodness, all of you have problems.
Who is your next one on the club sandwich detail over there you got? I know you got them stacked
my
in there.
My second round stack.
Yeah, here we go.
They're all stacked in there.
Jeff, it would be a great second round drafter. If you're a fan out there and you want...
Because I got 80 guys
there. Yeah, if you're a GM and you want to pick your player at one and then go have lunch,
yeah,
Jeff will come in and pick second round for you all day.
At the moment, my top guy in the second round is Penn State's Yetur Gross-Matos.
Ooh.
At the moment...
Tell me about him.
That's my top... Let me make sure I get my notes right so I don't lie to you about the player.
Don't lie to me about these players, Jeff.
Long and rangy.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be super twitchy. Has very good length. Good on twists. Runs well. Good timing with his hands against Purdue left tackle to knock his hands and win inside
there
for
goes,
a hit
some
on the quarterback.
Technique, right?
Long strider. Covers a lot of ground.
Mm-hmm.
First snap inside. Wins early. Forces QB to his defensive end for an easy sack. Long arms help him be a sure wrap-up tackler. Let me see. When he gets his full lean on, he's able to make himself tough to block, can kick inside to rush. When momentum stopped, he can redirect and pull himself free inside or back up field. Fairly solid run player, too, able to extend and shed. The shed isn't consistent, but flashes, fluid, and ranges. So those notes are actually really good.
Yeah, this sounds like better.
Those notes are actually really good.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to ask you, you have him better than the Iowa guy? You don't have the guts, do you?
I don't have the guts.
Are you? No, okay.
But I tell you what, 2 years ago, Gross-Matos had 20 tackles for loss. So the last 2 years, he had 9 and 8 sacks.
Okay.
I guess going back over your notes is a good thing.
Yeah,
you need to consider that.
Yeah, what is he, like 6'5", 264 kind of guy?
Is he 264?
Yeah.
I had him at 254.
No, 264, 4.67 on that speed, by the way. Yeah, and then your other guy, your Iowa guy, is a 4.75. You know what's going to happen to you?
I'm going to end up flipping him.
You're going to flip those guys.
I'm going to end up flipping them.
You're going to flip, because, again, you have more questions about Espinosa than you do.
No, I don't have questions. I just don't think he can. I don't think he'll be a high-end pass rusher.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be rock solid. I think he's going to be a good run player.
You're going for the guy that's the safe pick.
What's wrong with being safe?
When did you become this guy?
I'm just trying to build the best team I can, Brian.
Just with a solid guy?
Okay, you just want me to tear guys down? Let's talk about the Boise kid. I'll tear him.
No. You know, a lot of people talking about that Boise kid, though. What is the situation? Because I have not seen the Boise
kid. Curtis Weaver, 6'3", 254 is what I have him listed at.
Yeah.
In his last 3 years, here's his sack numbers. 11, 9.5, 13.5. Here's his tackles for loss. 13, 15, 19.5. The numbers are awesome. But I watched him play against Florida State. That's wrong notes.
Oh.
Boise guy, the teams that he played against... Boise used to play people.
Yeah.
But he stacked up his sacks like 3 against Tariq Cohen's old school and 3 against, like, it's all, and it's basically a guy who, and he doesn't
Mountain
look
West
like,
stats.
And he looks out of shape. But, like, he moves really well.
Yeah.
But he's just running around.
Boise
bad.
Did play Florida State
yes,
this year.
Yes. Okay. So I do have him in
Boise
the Florida
did
State
play,
game.
Yeah. In the, yeah.
And they had to, so in the Florida State game, they had to run a 3-man front because of the spread.
Because of the heat.
And they got what Weaver dropping out in coverage and stuff. And I was like, all right, that's fine. Whatever.
That was a track meet, by the way.
Yeah.
That was last man ball. Yeah.
But I can't get there with him. I see Pro Football Focus has him like in their top 15. And I'm like, you're insane.
Why do you watch that stuff?
Well, I look at everybody's stuff.
I know.
I look at Dane's stuff.
Oh,
I'm closer to Dane because Dane's got him at like 75th.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to have him in the third round with Curtis Weaver. The production is incredible. But I got to see you do that against somebody, not just running, literally just at the snap, running around bad right tackles. I don't know what to do with that. So I won't be high on him. I won't be high on him, and there will be other guys I'm not high on too. But he's definitely one of them.
Okay.
My guy behind Gross-Matos.
Gross-Matos. I like that accent there, by the way.
Gross-Matos.
Gross-Matos.
Kalevon Chaisson.
LSNU.
Yes, and that one I'm chasing a dream. Like, couldn't you see him become Danielle Hunter? like that long and twitchy, and he develops into this monster pass rusher. His good is so good.
Yeah.
His good is not on display as often as I'd like, but his upside, I think, is so good for Chase on.
Yeah, this is, you know, watching him play for 15 games, and thank you so much for your service, sir. We appreciate that national championship at LSNU. You know, I think the thing about him is how active he really is.
Hey, I got the word active in here twice.
Do you? Yep. I tell you what, the spin move, you know, the problem he's going to have is when he tries to rush down the middle of people.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
That does not work with him. You know, being at 6'3", 239, I think is what I'm dealing with right now. Need to see him be a little bit bigger than
little
that.
Little man.
Little man. But, you know, he's an athletic enough guy to, and they use him on twist stunts and movement things and stuff like that. This cat will get home, and I'm a fan of that for what he can do. I just like the way he plays on the move. I like the way he changes direction. I think he can retrace his steps and get back into the play. He can chase it from the backside. Everything to do with running and movement, that's what Chase on can do. And so, yeah, I'm with you on that. I would like to see him, though, from the tackle and finish aspect of it. Tackle meaning finish that play.
Yeah.
There's some times where I would just like to see him wrap up a little bit better in space. You know, but overall, though, the move, everything you were talking about, I think is absolutely right about the guy. And, you know, I think he played better later in the season than he did earlier in the season. LSU had some games where, you know, they defensively, LSU has this great reputation for defense. And early, they were kind of struggling on defense, but then they kind of ratcheted things up. They got their defensive coordinator job at Baylor, head coaching job there. So, you know, great offense.
Thoughts and prayers to your LSU team.
Yeah, they've lost about 75 guys and three coaches.
Yeah, players and Brady and
exactly,
the coordinator.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're you know, I'm going to enjoy going to the Texas Bowl. No offense to the Texas Bowl. We appreciate you, too.
You have a national championship, though.
But
don't worry about it.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Okay, next, we can go to some Notre Dame tape, because I know you've watched the other guy, and I have not, but I have watched Julian Okwara.
You've watched Okwara.
I've watched Okwara.
I've watched them both.
Okay, and you've also watched Kareem.
I have.
And I have not done Kareem yet. I've only done Okwara. And currently, he sits fifth on my edge rankings.
Uh-huh.
I like Okwara. I hate that they have him drop into the slant and flat lane 20%
kinda weird,
of the snaps. I hate that. But when he plays as a stand-up rusher, I like the way he plays. Here's some of my notes. I like the way he plays with extended hands above his eyes. Dangerous turn in the corner. Limber dude. He's got burst to
limber
his movement.
Limber dude. I like
limber
that.
Limber dude. I write what I want.
I know. That's
listen,
great.
I'm not
that's
writing
great.
Scouting reports for other people. They're
no,
for
no,
me.
No. Limber dude. I'm all for
limber
you,
limber dude.
I'm all for you.
Got burst to his
death
movement.
Death and taxes, you know?
Yes. Kind of thin, but can play with pop. I wonder, I'm curious at the combine, because he does kind of strike me as a little bit linear.
Uh-huh.
He can stop and start, and he can spin himself free, but I'm not sure if he's going to be one of those guys that can really turn and bend.
Uh-huh.
But he shows that he can use his hands to jolt offensive line and then get going in a hurry, down the line defender, stop-start quickness, as good as a rusher. That's Julian Okwara from me.
Ooh, you scattered pretty well.
That's me on Okwara, but
yeah.
I do not know his teammate yet.
Length is impressive with Okwara. I think that, you know, he works really hard to get that edge. You know, he doesn't let blockers get to him, and I think that's something that's really impressive about him. You know, he attacks the blocker. I was kind of, you know, give me a guy that's not just trying to make a bunch of moves in one area and getting nowhere. This guy's going after you, and he can extend. He's got some pop. I think you said that in your notes. And, you know, I think, you know, he can play both sides of the field, too. You see him, you know, they flip-flop their ends. So he gets the opportunity to do that. But he could get a little high when he takes on blocks. You know, that's something, man. I want to see a guy with a little bit better knee bend. And he got knocked back a couple of different times. 6'5", 242 is what I'm working with on the numbers. But 4'5", 6".
That's lean.
Yeah, 4'5", 6", though, on the speed. We'll see if he can do that at the combine. But he can't play well with his hands. He's got some redirection skills to him. I'd like to see him come with more of a combination of pass rush moves. He kind of gets caught in one pass rush move. You know, the really good pass rushers are able to swat, swim, rip, dip. You know, they got a plan for how they want to attack you. And he tends to be a little bit one-dimensional with his moves. So I'd like to see him be a little bit more to try those different times. I mean, he could be a hard guy to run on the edge too, by the way, because of the length. He could hold the guy in place and then keep his outside shoulder free and then the ball doesn't get outside of him. So I think that's, but I think your combine thoughts are really, really good about him. But let's see if, in fact, though, you know, how they put him through all the drills and stuff like that, if we can see a little bit more of that knee bend and then a little bit, you know, I'd like to see him be able to have some more weight. 242 is a pretty light guy.
Where you got him?
I have him in the second round.
Okay.
I have him in the second round.
Where do you have Chase on?
Chase on I have him as talking your language.
Uh-oh.
That 1-2 kind of in that thing. I think he's probably going to be late 1, early 2 is where I would
where you say. Got Gross Matos?
I have not seen Gross Matos yet.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
I got to get some Penn State tape and get on that. So I just really appreciate the fact that you had that one down for me. I've got Okwara as like a right end guy where I have his teammate, Khalid Kareem. I think I'm going to say that right. You know me, I jack up the names sometimes. But anyway,
tradition like none other.
Yeah, exactly. He's another one of those, you know, 6'4", 262 guys. I got him more as a left end. But, you know, again, the long-rangey build, he can extend, strong in his hands. He'll get in trouble when he plays tall, and that happens to him. You talk about the lack of knee bend. He will get in some one-on-one battles where he's not going to win. But I like the way he closes down. I think he's got range to get to the outside to keep the ball off the edge. I think, like I said, he'll struggle with his balance a little bit at times. You know, give me a guy, if you're going to get, you know, if you're going to be 6'4", 262 and have to hold the edge, you know, kind of give me a little bit of balance there, though. So there's some snaps where he can capture the edge, but it just doesn't able to maintain his feet. And that's where I kind of talk about the balance there. But when he does get to the passer, he can finish. Linked helps him get the quarterback on the ground. But there are stretches in the game where he disappears. And I think that's something that scouts are probably looking at, like, okay, where's the consistency down after down? Where's the motor? Where's the effort? Where are those things? Because you're watching both these guys. I mean, you're watching them both play, and then you're saying, okay, I haven't seen number 53 do very much here. I'm interested to see what you think about him that way.
Okay, after that, where's he? Second, third?
He's second round guy for me, yeah.
Now, after those guys is where I run into my problems, Brian.
Yeah.
I know Michigan Man's your guy, so you can help me with Michigan Man.
Yeah.
Josh Uche.
Yeah.
Seven and a half sacks, 10.5 tackles for loss this year. You got him. I got Senior Bowl measurements, 6013, 241.
Right.
And they say he covered really well yesterday. Which is helpful to me because as a pass rusher, I love the way that he moved. Yeah. I think that he's going to check your athleticism boxes really easy. He's twitchy, but power lacking will absolutely get stonewalled if people get a hold of him. So
yeah, but
I don't know.
But that's the thing he's really good, and I think about him is what I like is the fact that people don't always get their hands on him. You know, he's got some slippery play to him, and I'm – you know, I'm looking for the guy, the quick twitch guy. I'm looking for the guy that attacks the pocket. I'm looking for the guy that can get on the edge. Okay, well, he's playing inside right now. He could shoot the gap. Oh, wait, he's getting sideways here. Oh, now he's on the quarterback. But, you know, yesterday, you know, he measured out at the – let me see what I had him at the – he's 6'1 and a half, okay, 241 pounds. But this is a guy that can really, really run, and you see that quickness with him. So,
I like Dane, the potential.
Yeah, you know, to me, the potential's there to be a rusher. The slippery play, I think he can play with some power. I mean, I just don't see him getting locked up a lot. When guys try and get their hands on him, he's always getting guys to lean, and they're missing on him. He's getting people off balance, and then the next thing you know, he is running to the quarterback. So, yeah, I think there needs to be some more study on this guy. And if you're having problems...
What are you saying there, sir?
No, more study like as a group.
Okay.
More study as a group.
Firing shots in episode 2.
No. I think there needs to be more study as a group and kind of, you know, when you get some more of that tape, if it's get the Ohio State game and stuff like that, you know, where they have those big... You know, those big tackles, Minnesota. I mean, you get some...
The Iowa game is where I saw him get locked up more than I want.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about you. And, you know, that's what you got to kind of figure out right there. So I am a fan of the player. I really, really am. I think he's a solid second round. I know talking with Dane the other day, Dane had him more as a 2-3 kind of guy.
That's kind of where I have him right now.
Yeah, so we'll see. Maybe you guys will think better of him here in the coming weeks.
And the last edge guy that I've watched is Tennessee's Darryl Taylor.
Now, this is interesting. I'm interested to hear what you have to say, or unless you want me to go first about young Mr. Taylor. I'll be happy to. But
watching him against Georgia was fun because they got a really good right tackle.
Yeah, watching against Florida. Yeah, both Georgia tackles.
And Kentucky,
I got BYU, Florida, and Georgia were the ones I took a peek at. And this guy's a powerfully built guy. He really, really is. And you know, and I was having some problems with him because, you know, to me, I wanted him to be that guy that was attacking the corner, getting around and getting up the field. I know, again, talking with Dane about him, he thought he was a little bit better at kind of capturing the edge. And in these games, I didn't see him. I mean, I saw a guy that did play off the block and can defend the run and, you know, stays his gap, so whole blockers in place. He's got strong hands. You know, he brings the ball carrier down quickly when he gets it. You could tell that's the kind of stuff that power, you know, a guy that has some power to him. But I just didn't see a guy that was just that edge, relentless rusher. I saw effort, but I saw too much of trying to win with power and not win with moves. And, you know, if he were to develop some more pass rush moves, I think that you're talking about a more complete player there. But I just have to say what he is. He's a strong guy that can kind of take things on at the point of attack, you know, runs well enough, can get in position to finish. But give me some pass rush moves and your grade might go up. But I know people have him a lot higher than what I have him. I see him more as more of a second round kind of a guy, maybe even that 2-3 that you and Dane like to talk about.
Yep, that's about where I have him. And gosh, what you're saying really resonates with me, because at the end of my notes for him, I put I could 100% see him totally put it together, develop pass rush moves, and be a really good NFL player. But the tape leaves something to be desired for me. Because when you first look at him, you're like, oh, he looks it's a good looking body. Yeah. It looks like an NFL pass rusher. Just on the move, it looks really good, and I'm waiting for you to show me a pass rusher that's as good as how it looks like you should be.
Right.
And I didn't get that. But I did. You're right, though. Even against Georgia's right tackle, who's really good,
yeah,
he would show the ability to hold his ground,
yeah,
and pop and extend, and he shows a lot of different abilities. I'm interested in what he is athletically at the combine.
Yeah,
like a lot of these guys.
You haven't seen Grenard, have you?
I started to. I've watched about 10, 15 minutes of him, but okay. I just got started on
him. I'm interested because, hearing about some things at the Senior Bowl, it sounded like he had a pretty good day getting after some people. So he's another guy that I need to – and then another guy I'll just quickly mention is, if you're watching the Senior Bowl coverage, was Marlon Davidson. And he's a kid from Auburn. And, you know, and I was with Dane on a podcast. I was cheating on you, Jeff. Sorry about that.
I listened to it, and it was great. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Whatever.
But Marlon Davidson, we both kind of had problems with him as a pass rusher. And yesterday they kicked him inside as a defensive tackle. And I felt like that, you know, watching him, the quickness and stuff like that coming off the ball, I thought that was a really good good example for him. That was something that when you watched the Auburn tape, I was worried about that. I mean, I was worried about, you know, consistency there. I did say he had some initial quickness. I said he does compete. He'll chase. I think he's got football intelligence. He's a technique guy. He doesn't get fooled. I thought he had more power to speed to the edge. But yesterday he showed like he's got a little speed, a little quickness. You watch some of those guards. Those guards had some problems with him.
Do we ever get tricked at the Senior Bowl when they give him one-on-one and there's no help on the other side of a guy?
Well, I'm interested to see, but he showed a lot more pass rush moves yesterday than he did in Auburn tape. And I don't know if somebody got to him and said, hey, you know, you've got to be better with your hands.
If it's a scheme thing in college, just doing what you're asked to do.
Watch Oregon, watch LSU, watch Alabama, and there's questions about hand use and stuff. And you know, he showed a little bit of that yesterday. You know, and again, I tried to get some games. You got that Oregon game was very early. LSU was in the middle of the year, and then Alabama was very late. You know, in the season. But I just felt like though that, you know, he could be a hard guy to move because of the strength, but just again going back to those pass rush moves, playing as a defensive end, Hell, I thought he was better playing inside at tackle. We'll see in the game if they move him around a little bit.
How big is he?
Because he is, where was his measurables?
Look at me just being a jerk.
No, 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 you're not, because I wrote this stuff down. I should have his measurables. I didn't write him on that piece of paper. You are kind of being a jerk right now.
I am a jerk. What's his name?
That would be Stevenson.
This is
Marlon
the,
Stevenson.
Oh, okay, the Auburn kid.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Brian. I'm all over it.
Yeah, I got the measurables here. I'm one of those weird guys that can't function. I can't do like look at my computer and look at measurables here.
Well, that's hard to do, man.
Oh, here we go. Way into
Davidson. There we go. 6'3", 282.
Stevenson. I meant Davidson.
6'3", 282. Give or take.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an official Senior Bowl. That's not a Senior Bowl measurement, but
no. I've got the actual measurements here. So my apologies here for. Everybody out there is losing their damn mind right now. Because
no, this is the beauty of podcasts. It doesn't matter. We can just sit here quietly.
6032, so okay. 6'3", 297.
That's a good size for a 3-4 end or even an under tackle.
Yeah, how about a 3? Yeah, how about that 3-4 defensive end, that 5 technique that plays head up?
Yeah.
9.5 on the hands. 32 7/8 on the arm length.
Yeah, just so, average.
Yeah. So, yeah, 6'3", 297. So, yeah, we had going in that he was 280-something pounds, I think is what I had on my my measurables from – it was actually 286. 6'3", 286 is what I had from him going into the evaluation period.
Okay, is there any other pass rushers you want to talk about, or should I see if anybody sent us good questions?
Well, if you want to, let me see about that. We kind of covered all the guys. Oh, how about Terrell Lewis from Alabama?
Seen him, but I've seen his name floated around in
people
range
talked about
of the
him.
20s
yeah.
and 30s even.
Yeah, and people have talked about him as to you and Dane's that 1-2 kind of evaluation of where he's at. And I don't think I could go there myself. I really, really don't. I mean, another long, rangy guy that can change direction. He has to be careful not to get locked up on blockers. Length allows him to extend, but would like to see him get off blocks a little quicker. He does a good job of getting up the field. He shows some strength to hold the blocker in place. Quick arm over move as a pass rusher. Ability to get to the corner, but needs to finish better. That's the problem I had. You know, if you're going to be a pass rusher, you know, go there and be a part of that.
It's weird not having a Bama front seven guy in the top 20 pick.
Yeah, but I think you could use him in games as a rusher. You know, I like that. I think there's some, when I mean games, the twist stunts and things like that.
I thought
body control and balance was better against Auburn than it was against LSU. But, you know, the hand use, you know, to deal with blocks, the low blocks, you know, those are the things I think that he's got to. But this is a guy that will move around. So, you know, when you watch tape of Alabama, of Terrell Lewis, he's number 24, and you'll see him. He plays both sides, and they kind of, you know, Nick Saban and that staff move him around to try and create some opportunity for him. But I was looking for a guy that was a little bit better as a pass rusher, and I just surely did not see it. So, you know, is he a guy? People talk about him as a 1-2. He might be just a solid 2 in my book.
Which is a weird phrase to say.
Yeah.
Solid 2?
It's a solid 2. Maybe a 2-3. I mean, depending on, you know, if there's some of these other guys, you know, we get going on this draft, and maybe there's some guys that jump him there. But I was not overly impressed by his game.
From John on the Twitter.
Yeah.
What's your ideal draft by position of in rounds 1 through 3? The three positions. This is so impossible for any team because you don't know what they're doing in free agency. You don't know what their roster looks like at draft time.
Yeah, but
I assume that Cooper and Cobb are here?
Yeah.
Do I assume that Byron's here? Is Jeff Heath coming back?
Well, it sounds like the teams are kind of lining up. The Philadelphia Eagles were a team that were looking at Byron Jones. I mean, they were talking about corners.
Oh, jerks.
You know, so we'll see if that's the case. But I kind of feel like, though, that if you're the Cowboys, I think this thing has to be on defense.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the depth.
Maybe all three of them.
Yeah, I think the depth at the wide receiver position is good enough, Jeff, where you'll find me somebody in that third, fourth round. I know that there'll be a first round guy there.
Yeah.
But maybe this thing stretches. Maybe this thing stretches a little further, and then you can do that that way. But I'm all about defense in this draft, whether it's that defensive tackle, you know, that
corner.
How about D tackle?
Corner safety.
Yeah.
Or D tackle, pass rusher.
They'll probably say there's not enough safeties.
Yeah.
And they'll turn around and they'll say, okay.
That's looks why like, they'll take Delpit at 17. Yeah, so we'll go
they'll take
safety.
It, they'll take, yeah, they'll take a okay, McKinney, so, Delpit, one of those guys. They'll take it 17, and then they'll turn around and say, okay, now we'll figure out, oh, well, we need a defensive tackle.
Madubuike.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I'll take the A&M D tackle.
There you go.
And there's that one's taken. And then in the third round, we'll have to get our third round corner.
Yeah, how about
to work our way
Pitt?
Down this
how
board?
How about your kid from Pitt?
Was well, he's having a nice Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
I saw people saying he lost the weigh-ins because his arms were under 31 inches. And like some teams will just be like, you're out. Well, he was the best guy covering yesterday at the Senior Bowl.
I tell you what, he was the best guy covering. And that's something, you know, and the great thing about the Senior Bowl is there is a lot of tall guys at the Senior Bowl. And
for
so,
sure.
So if you're a short corner and you're kind of looking at this, and I'm talking about Dane Jackson from Pitt.
Yep.
I thought had a heck of a day. And there's a lot of tall receivers. And he was climbing the ladder on a couple of them to make it work.
I think he even batted down one to Colin Johnson. There's an incomplete to Colin Johnson. Yep. He's every bit of 6'6".
Yeah. He boy, they have some good looking. That Pittman kid, my gosh.
Yeah,
what
pretty
a,
good, right?
Adjust. Yeah, you were right
That's
about
my
him.
Guy.
Yep, you're
That's
right
my
about
guy.
Him. Yep.
Colin Johnson looked really good yesterday, too. I haven't studied him yet, but he looked really
good.
He did
look
first
good.
Senior Bowl practice. All right, that'll do it for Trust the Tape episode 2. Just episode 2 of the Broaddus and Kavanaugh party. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Or Kavanaugh and Broaddus, however you want to say it.
Broaddus and Kavanaugh and Broaddus. Jeff and Brian. Brian, Jeff. Kavanaugh and Brian.
Yeah.
Broaddus and Jeff. Thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up with you guys next week. We'll have more on the Senior Bowl, of course. And it's kind of fun because you guys can just follow along as we get through all these players in the draft. Brian's ahead of me, but I'll try to have another 20, 30 guys done at least.
You got to stop playing those video games at night and watch the tape.
I haven't been playing much.
No, I see what you do.
I haven't been playing much.
Well, how do you follow you on Twitter so those people could see what I'm seeing?
At JC1053. Yeah,
there you go.
I was asking people to add me on Call of Duty, but my friends list for PlayStation doesn't work on Call of Duty, so they got to send an Activision request. But even after I sent that, I didn't even get on the game. I was watching stupid tape last night.
Keep watching tape. Everybody get on that tape.
And watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Trust the Tape. At Brian Broaddus on Twitter. Get after it.